This is Women of Grace Live, discussing issues important to your life and faith. Spiritual insight, practical wisdom. Join us as we transform the world one woman at a time. Women of Grace, for such a time as this. Now, here's your host, Johnette Williams.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Women of Grace Live. I am Johnette Williams, very happy to be with you today. Love spending time with you Monday through Friday right here on EWTN Radio, brought to you by so many wonderful affiliates and through all kinds of other platforms that are available for you. Always want to remind you that we love receiving your calls here, so I do invite you to use your phone and give us a call. And how do you do that? 833-288-3986. That's 833-288-EWTN. That is the number to use. It's toll-free for you if you're here in North America. We do want to get your words of wisdom and your words of encouragement and your questions and your comments and your insights. And we've got Matthew Gabensky all set to go here to take those calls and get them up on the board so that we can address what's going on in your world today. Also want to let you know that we're available for you at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel. Simply go out there and use the chat feature to put in your question or comment, insight, inspiration, or word of encouragement. We'll get it retrieved and we will certainly address it. And you hear a little dog barking behind me. My little puppy somehow snuck into the room with me here. I don't know how that happened. I am going to probably need to take care of that, Rich. That being said, it is live radio after all, and she is really in a little pickle here. Anyway, we're going to try to get ourselves to the break here as best we possibly can. We are also available to you by getting your message via text. So text the letters EWTN to 58177. Wait for a response. Then put in your name and what your question is. And do know that message and data rates may apply. Inviting you to get out to our website, womenofgrace.com. We've got all kinds of very, very good, wonderful opportunities for you there. And we want for you to take advantage of each and every one of them. We want to draw your attention to our New Age blog. So many of you love that New Age blog. So many of you have found just what you need there. So please use it. Use it regularly because Sue is always updating it. It's a one-of-a-kind feature out there in the media world. So we want for you to make use of it so that you can know the truth from the falsehood. All of that being said, we invite you to use it as regularly as you possibly want to. Take a look at our upcoming events so that you can know what it is that's going on and where we're going to be next. Next week, we're going to be up in Coleman, Alabama for our Benedicta Institute Fall Immersive, The Dignity of Dust, Contemplating Our Humanity, being presented by Dr. Donald Wallenfang. I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be a marvelous, marvelous opportunity. If you want more information about the Benedicta Institute, you can read about it right there at our website. Again, just go out there to womenofgrace.com. We would love for you to join us in this opportunity to receive a certification in Catholic women's leadership. Or if you just want to come to the classes for spiritual enrichment, you're welcome to do that as well. But we really need leaders in our world today, good, solid, well-formed Christian leaders. We need women who understand who they are, making a difference in the world today. And that is what the Benedicta Institute is truly all about, helping women understand who they are in the eyes of God and equipping them with that knowledge and with that encouragement to be able to make a difference in the world today, to really be an evangelizer by word and deed and by Holy Spirit action. So all of that being said, we invite you to check that out and to join us for an upcoming event. We have many different ways in which we strive to meet that mission of ours to transform the world one woman at a time, Benedicta Institute being one of them, our foundational study being another one. All of the information available for you there, you can actually do that study in a digital format, and it tells you all about that right underneath the button that says Purchase studies and videos on demand. You can check all of that out. So we invite you to do that too. Oh, it seems like Maggie Mae has calmed down a little bit. I'm so glad about that. I hope I'm not speaking too soon. Anyway, those opportunities are right there for you at our website. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That's the way that you can join us live here on Women of Grace Live, where we love having that holy conversation with you. It is Friday, and you know what we dedicate Friday to? We dedicate Friday to giving glory and praise to God for the blessings that we've received this week. So I'm always eager for you on Fridays to call in with a blessing that you have received this week, how it is that God has shown up in your life. I mean, he's there every single second of it, or else you would cease to exist. But how have you specifically noticed him this week by way of his providential action in your life? 833-288-3986. That's 833-288-EWTN is the way that you can call us. Now, yesterday, we had callers, just beautiful callers that were talking with us, about how it is that in very trying moments, God showed up in their lives. We were talking about that in light of the recent hurricanes, Hurricane Helene and Hurricane Milton. And I asked to call in if there had been a blessing that had come by way of, those two hurricanes, because God works all things to the good. So there's always blessings that are sown into the cross that he's offering to us. But I also said, or any other kind of situation that was very difficult where you saw God. We couldn't get to everybody, but we did ask that Joshua, who was the last person that we had remaining and just couldn't get to him, to give us a call back today. And through the grace of God, Joshua, you kindly accepted our invitation to do that, and you are with us. And we're getting really close to going to that break. So I'm just going to ask you to continue to hold. And as soon as we come back from the break, we're going to go with Joshua. In the meantime, I want you to be thinking about a way in which you have been just blessed by God, specifically in this last week. But I'll tell you what, we should praise God for all of his marvelous deeds. So I am not at all opposed to you calling in with a blessing that you received in the past from the Lord. It was so edifying yesterday to hear what everyone was sharing. And, I'll tell you, we all need to build each other up, especially when we're going through trying times. And we are going through trying times right now. We've got inclement weather that's going on. We've got political distress going on. We've got cultural craziness going on. We've got, global intrigue, global problems, global wars that are happening in the world today. And so all of that being said, we need to stand together as that mystical body of Christ and be those edifiers, right? Those Ezer Kenegdos, battle buddies. And what do battle buddies do? They fight together. And one of the ways in which they fight is by building each other up when they're down. So glory to God. This is a glory to God Friday. We want to give him glory and praise. We want to proclaim those marvelous deeds of his. We want to allow ourselves to be stirred up in the Lord, right? Stirred up with holy enthusiasm, holy zeal, holy anticipation of what he's going to do, and grateful appreciation for that which he has already done. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Give us a call right here on Women of Grace Live. We're going to be right back inviting you to stay with us.
Join in on the conversation. The Women of Grace phone lines are open. 1-833-288-EWTN. 1-833-288-3986.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to Women of Grace Live. I am Johnette Williams, and I am totally, thoroughly delighted to be with you today. I certainly am. I want to hear from you. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986 is the way that you can join us live here on Women of Grace Live. Matthew Gubinski will take your call. If you're a first-time caller, I sure do want to know about that, because then I do this. I ring my bell for your debut right here on Women of Grace. I ring it as well if you're a first-time submitter. So go out there to EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and use the chat feature there. You can put your question or comment in there, and we'll get it retrieved. Michael McCall is the one who does the gathering and gets it up on the board. And we will ring our bell for you if you're a first-time submitter and you let us know. It is Friday. We dedicate Friday to giving glory and praise to God for all of the marvelous deeds that He has bestowed upon us in this past week. And of course, we give glory and praise to Him for ways in which He's blessed us in the past as well. Yesterday, we were talking specifically in a very similar vein, but basically in reference to, calamities. And to disasters where we have seen the blessing of God in the midst of the fray and the rubble. And we were doing that in light of the fact that, you know, we've had two hurricanes that have hit us very, very hard. The state of Florida, which is my state of over 40 years, beleaguered by it. So Joshua called in. He's got something he's going to share. We're going to get to Joshua. But I just want to share, first of all, I want to give glory and praise to God that all of my friends and family are intact through the grace of God. None of them were injured. None of them lost any family members. None of them lost property. None of them had water in their home. And I do believe at this point in time, they've all had their power restored. So I want to give glory and praise to God for His beautiful, beautiful gift to family and to friends of mine for that. Now I'm praying for the same good news for Jack and me when we get to Florida and take a look at our property there. I don't have any idea what's going on with it right now, but we don't have power. That I know, but that's fine. We're not there. You can just join me in praying that we don't have water in the house. I don't know. We're going to find out. But now I want to get to Joshua. He is a first-time caller ringing my bell. And Joshua, thank you so much for calling back. He is in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. I like that state because their initials are OK. Everything is OK in Oklahoma. How are you, Joshua?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Good, good. So now tell us, you have a story.
I do. I just turned 40 not too long ago, but this story takes place 30 years ago when I was just 10 years old.
Okay.
In 1994, when Tropical Storm Alberto made landfall in the crux of the Florida arm handle and up into southern Georgia on July 3rd, my stepmother and I were actually traveling from my hometown in Ben Hill County, which was right where the storm hovered for 3 days.
Oh, my goodness.
And she and I were traveling up through Brunswick, Georgia, which is in Butts County, and we were really outrunning the flood that was coming.
Goodness sakes.
And we were in a Jeep Grand Cherokee. And I remember the waters being so high that when we opened the door to like get out to do anything, like I was stepping into, like as a child, knee high water. And I remember as we were doing all this, of course, she was nervous trying to navigate us safely home. I was a little boy, you know, scared about all this stuff. And just to kind of put things into perspective, this is the storm that caused over 400 coffins to pop up out of the ground and to be transported down the raging flood.
I remember that storm.
Yeah. And but what I ended up doing with my mother's, with my stepmother's prompting is I put in the Salty Psalm book cassette tape. It was my favorite thing to listen to as a kid. And it was just a children's cassette of psalms and songs to God. And me and my stepmother just praised God during this craziness that was going on. And we made it out safely. You know, we made it back up to Atlanta where I was being raised at. All of our family was safe, thanks be to God. You know, and really, as I was listening to I think it was Miss Kate or Miss Kit who's talking about her trip with Father Mitch Pasqua
and Kitty
being trapped in a boat. Yeah. And it was very, that's actually what reminded me of this amazing time where God just literally had his hand over us.
Oh my goodness, Joshua.
And guided us. And the whole thing, I will praise him through the storm, no matter what comes. And I was thinking about this yesterday as we were going throughout the day, and life throws us not only physical storms of, you know, tornadoes, hurricanes, earthquakes, wildfires, you know, desert storms and all these crazy things, but there's also trauma, abandonment, abuse, neglect, all of these storms. And thankfully, with the help of God, if we praise him and just see his glory and cling to him, even in the storm, we can ride it out and we will be safely brought to harbor.
Yes. Joshua, you know, I'll tell you what, you have it. You have it. You have it. You've got the key. You've got the key. You have that key to that great grace that surpasses understanding, that peace that surpasses understanding in the midst of all travail. And to be able to proclaim that and to hold on to that in the midst of those kinds of difficulties. You know, the fact of the matter is we do face storms, spiritual storms and physical storms. But those spiritual storms are sometimes the ones that can capsize us. And you are so right. We hold on to the truth that our Lord is with us in and through all things and that he does work all things to the good. You know, those Salty song, you know, I chuckled there out loud when you mentioned the Salty tapes because my children were raised on those tapes and we always had those playing in the car. And if you struck up one of those songs, I could probably sing all of the lyrics with you right now. As a matter of fact, there are some of them that I have incorporated into my prayer life. One of them in particular, I Love You, Lord, you know, and I Lift My Voice. You probably remember that one. And I oftentimes sing that to the Lord as I'm allowing myself to be recollected into that moment of prayer. They were wonderful for children. And when my grandkids were born, I tried to find them and I couldn't find them anywhere. They had some DVDs, you know, but it wasn't the same. It wasn't the same as those little cassettes that I wish they would have put on CDs. And maybe they did, but I've not been able to locate them anywhere because I wanted them to have the same opportunity as, you know, as their parents had. They were wonderful. There's something else out there, too, for parents that we did find for grandchildren called Cat Chat. And C-A-T, chat, and the C-A-T is for Catholic. And it's children, too. And my oldest granddaughter, in particular, had them all memorized by heart so that when the cassette would come on or the CD they were on would come on, she would be able to, you know, say all of the words as she went through them, even when she was just a wee little thing. So, yeah, you know, and that formation, that young formation is so important for children. And look at you now. I mean, you're preaching the word of God through these airwaves today, telling people to hold on. And I know you're impacting someone, Joshua, just by sharing what you've shared today. May God be praised for that. Thank you for such a great sharing.
I'll be honest with you, sister. I'm just now coming back to my faith.
Wow.
And this channel, this to you, have actually been very fundamental, especially in the past 2 weeks when I first found this channel. So...
Joshua.
God is good all the time, and we serve a great and mighty God.
Amen. Well, my eyes are filling with tears right now. You know, this is the wonder and the beauty of radio. This is how God reaches out. He reaches out through those airwaves, and he latches onto our soul, and he draws us to himself, you know. He just draws us to himself. He brings us back. He brings us back. And for those who never had, he instills new life. Joshua, thank you so much. Would you please keep in touch with us?
I'm sorry?
Would you please keep in touch with us?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yeah, I definitely will. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Thank you, Joshua. And you keep it going, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Please keep me in your prayers.
You got it. I've got you tucked in.
Thank you, sister. You have a blessed day.
You too, Joshua. God bless you now. Bye-bye. Well, I'll tell you, that's boy, oh boy. These are moments that you can't create, and they're moments that you can't make up. These are providential moments, and God wants us to see these moments, my friends. He wants us to see them because he wants us to know. He wants us to know that he's always there for us. As he's been there for Joshua, as he's calling Joshua back, he's doing the same for I don't know how many of you right now. But if he is, if you feel that tug, you heed that prompting. Heed that prompting. Let's go to Brandon. Brandon is in Orange County, California, my goodness sakes. And I do believe that he's listening to us via Sirius XM station 130. Good morning to you, Brandon.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
You're so welcome.
Yes, I wanted to kind of talk about the vocation that I'm being called to right now. And your last caller, I really enjoyed that as well, too, when he was talking about the storm and how we go through storms and things that happen in our lives. And yes. In 2021, I was living in Austin, Texas, and I was baptized. I grew up in the Catholic faith, but I was never baptized Catholic. And ever since I was baptized, I have been approached by some priests. I have been approached to some laity in the church. My grandmother has asked me before. I've been on three different occasions, asked if I am going to be discerning, and I kept saying, no, I'm not going to discern. No, it's not the right time. And I feel that those were times that God was calling me, and I ignored it. And I ignored it three times. And this past month, I was working at an oncologist's office, and I've been doing healthcare for the past couple of years, and oncology, dermatology, and urology. And I've been having a little bit of a hard time holding down the jobs, been kind of upset and not really knowing kind of really what I want to do in life, bouncing from one job to another. And this last job that I lost, not because I did anything bad or anything, but my manager said that it wasn't a really good fit, and it kind of hit me really hard. And I just sat in my car, and I really, you know, asked God, I'm like, what do you want from me, and what can I do? And at that time, he actually told me, you know, you need to call the priest, you need to talk with him. And so living here in Orange County, one of the best places I could think of to call was the St. Michael's Abbey at the Norbertine Priest. And I spoke with one of them, and they asked, what if God's calling you to discern? And at that time, that was the fourth time that someone had mentioned that to me, and I felt that maybe God was now kicking down my door, and he wasn't really knocking anymore. And after the fourth time of being asked if I was going to discern or not, I decided to discern, and I called a vocations place, and I'm going to be going at the end of the month and to see kind of if my life is going to be taken into that direction. And it's, you know, I've gone through an awful lot in life, as a lot of us have. And I kept denying God, but I think I can't deny him anymore. So when we do say, thy will be done, a lot of the times we keep wanting it to be our will, but our will sometimes does not align with what he wants us to do. So I just wanted to thank God for really opening my eyes and helping me to discern.
Brandon, oh, may God be praised for what he's doing in your life. And I just give him all the glory for what it is that he is inviting you to explore. And just remain open, you know, this beautiful receptivity of heart that you're expressing right now, this beautiful, I'm willing to lay it on the line for you, Lord, attitude that you have is really and truly in and of itself a gift of faith, a gift of the Holy Spirit that he's giving to you in this moment to be able to proceed and to see, okay, is this the call to priesthood, and is this the fit? It might be the Norbertines, it might be somewhere else. I don't know if that's where you're going or if you're going someplace else. But what I do know is you are heeding that prompting of the Holy Spirit. Yeah, you know, God is very patient. You know, there's that beautiful poem, I think it's Gerard Manley Hopkins that wrote it, called The Hound of Heaven. And he will hound us. You know, when he has a call for us, he will hound us. He will not leave us alone. And he can get very, very specific at times. And he's been specific with you. But he didn't give up on you. He kept pursuing you. And here's one thing I can tell you, you know, Brandon, that when you heed the prompting of the Holy Spirit and you move in the direction of the Lord, that is where your ultimate joy is going to be found. Because if he has fit you, and by this, you know, we talk about, well, I don't know if I'll be a fit in this community or a fit for this, but he's fit you. You are fit. And so when we give way to that, that is where the joy is. That is where the hope is. That's where the peace is. That's where the fruitfulness is. You know, that's where our life produces fruit. It's not to say that, you know, there wouldn't be fruit in other endeavors, because God does give us free will and he doesn't kick us to the side when we say no. He certainly doesn't do that. But we'll never have that fullness of peace or joy unless we heed the prompting. And they can come in these big ways, like a call to priesthood, or they can be called in simple little ways, which, you know, just really has to do with the extension of generosity, for example. Or it can be called a layperson called to apostolic work. But Brandon, you know, I just want to thank you. And I want you to know that I am tucking you in too. I will be praying for you. I'm going to put you along with Joshua into my rosary, and I'll be lifting you up. And, you know, I don't know what this process is going to be like for you, but, you know, we would be happy to chronicle with you this journey as you move along, should you see fit. I think that you're going to inspire lots and lots of other young men. Thank you, Brandon, so much. And may God be with you. May he lead your every step. May he provide light for your path. And may he receive all of the glory. And may you bask in that glory that is his. Thanks, Brandon, so much. Friends, we want to hear from you, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Let's give glory to God together today.
The Women of Grace phone lines are open, 1-833-288-EWTN. 1-833-288-3986.
Well, welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Women of Grace Live. I'm Johnette Williams. Very happy to be with you today. It is Friday, and on Friday, we give glory and praise to God for all of the marvelous deeds that we have experienced, the blessings that we've received from him in the past week. But we will take blessings that have been given to you in the past, too. You know, you can never exhaust a blessing of the Lord. Those blessings of the Lord, you know, are like the ever-ready bunny. You remember the ever-ready bunny? It just keeps on going. Those blessings keep on going. And I'll tell you, one of the ways in which those blessings keep on going is through our retrospective gaze. You know, a look back at the way in which God has been with us in the trials of life, the circumstances, the situations, the reversals, as well as the joys. And that gives us hope, and it gives us confidence, and it gives us encouragement as we move forward. For numbers of years, and I haven't been as faithful in recent years, so I'll give you that confession straight up front. For numbers of years, I was very, very faithful, daily faithful, really, for the most part, to keeping a journal. And, you know, when I have hit a snag, and I'm going to tell you something else, you are going to hit snags. You know, we live in a broken and fallen world. It's a redeemed world, but it's still broken and fallen. And we live with a whole host of broken and fallen people, most central of all, ourselves, right? So we're going to have snags. We're going to have troubles. We're going to have trials. We're going to have crosses. Jesus tells us so. But he tells us not to lose heart. He reminds us that he has overcome the world, right? So all of that being said, I have found in moments where, you know, I'm really under the gun. I'm really, really feeling the weight and the pressure of that cross. That if I go back and I read from my journals, those moments when God was with me in incredible trials, then it bolsters my faith and my confidence. Not that I don't trust him or that I don't have faith, that I don't have confidence, but it reminds me of his marvelous deeds. And there is a, you know, there puts a pep in my step. You know, it revitalizes in me, renews in me, you know, that fighter spirit, that with God, all things are possible. And I'm going to get in there and I'm going to get into the fray and I'm going to do this thing, no matter what this thing is. I can remember very early on in my apostolic life, our ministry was a fledgling little ministry, and we never had any money to begin it. There was no money. It was started with zero. And so anything that we wanted to do really required funds. And at this point in time, I had one or two employees, we needed to raise $10,000. And, I can remember, I was really feeling the weight of that cross. It was the 11th hour. It was absolutely the 11th hour. And for whatever reason, I was scrubbing the grout in the foyer of our home in Florida. I was scrubbing it with a toothbrush and Comet cleanser. I was down on my hands and knees, you know, and I was just crying out to the Lord, crying out to him. And I mean, out loud, as I'm scrubbing with that toothbrush, I'm scrubbing that grout and I'm calling out to the Lord. I will not flag, Lord. I will go forward, Lord. We will survive, Lord. We will go on. I trust in you. I mean, I was just in this mode that went on for, for several minutes. It was probably more like an hour. But, you know, I'll tell you what, it was renewing the fighter spirit in me. And the soldier of Jesus Christ is the fighter spirit I'm speaking of. And so, you know, and I was remembering, you know, how he stood firm, you know, then you cry that out. You know, I remember when you stood firm with me in this. I remember when you stood firm with me and that. I remember when you parted the Red Sea here, Lord. And then, you know, it's so beautifully scriptural to do that kind of a thing. You know, as a matter of fact, if you read the Psalms, there's that one beautiful Psalm, the mercy of the Lord endures forever, right? And it's the psalmist recounting the struggles and the trials of his people, stanza after stanza and after stanza, he's reviving. He's reviving that. So these memories are important. We heard from two people today. We heard from Joshua, you know, and he was giving us that beautiful testimony from his youth, right? He was recalling the marvelous deed of God, and he was saying that he had wandered away from the faith, but he's coming back, right? And it's that revitalization effort when we have these recall moments of God's action in our lives that gives us the spunk, right? It what does it do? It shakes us out of our spiritual lethargy. It shakes us out of our lukewarmness, right? And then we had Brandon that called in, and the Lord was prevailing upon him four times, calling him to discernment through instruments, through other people, you know. And that's, you know, we talk about that all of the time here on Women of Grace. We are all instruments of the Lord when we yield ourselves to him. He speaks through others to us. It's one of the modes he speaks. It's one of the ways in which we hear him. He speaks through sacred scripture, right? He speaks through, intimations of the heart and the mind and the spirit. He speaks to us through the circumstances and situations of life. He speaks to us. And when we yield to that, you know, marvelous things happen. And then when we proclaim it, my goodness, it's like, you know, we talk about the word of God, right? It's alive, right? Cuts through bone and marrow. And that's what it does. You proclaim a marvelous deed, a way in which the Lord has worked in your life, and you are cutting through the bone and the marrow of a person's soul, their interior being, cutting through it, slicing through it with the word of God. And what happens? New life comes. You know, I'll use the metaphor I used a moment ago. You know, it cuts through the lethargy of our spirit. It cuts through that lukewarmness. It ignites a fire within us, right? And we want to burst out into song and praise of what God has done. And it's for that reason that we have these Fridays to give vent to that. to allow ourselves to be those instruments, but also, you know, to be these catalysts of the fire of the Holy Spirit in the hearts and souls of others, right? I mean, isn't that, I don't know how you feel about that, but I got to tell you what, I just get so excited. I get so excited by it. I hope it's holy excitement. I hope it's, you know, I hope it's the Holy Spirit, you know, moving in, shaking in me. So that I can help others to move and shake in the Holy Spirit. It's just, anyway, all of that being said, we want to hear from you today. Let me give you that toll-free number. Let's move and shake together. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That's the way that you can join us live here on Women of Grace Live. We're eager to hear how God has shown up in your life this week. You know, I gave praise for all of the blessings that friends and family have received coming through. Also very aware of the fact that not others have experienced that. But I do want to remind you that God blesses us in and through all things. So we mine the treasure. You know, I'll tell you, if we never have a trial, we're never going to grow. We're never going to grow spiritually. God entrusts trials to us that we might grow in Him, that we might exercise greater faith, greater trust, greater hope. Oftentimes, I think that God entrusts a trial to us that we might see ourselves more clearly. We might see those deficiencies of spirit more clearly. We might see those imperfections that need to be eradicated from our lives more clearly. And we do that. We see it under duress. We see it under duress. And some challenges are bigger than other challenges. Losing a home is not an easy thing. Losing a loved one is not an easy thing. The trauma that's experienced by calamities of this sort, not an easy thing. But God is there in the storm. Sometimes it seems like He's sleeping in the boat, but nonetheless, He's there. He's there. And if I remember the scripture, you know, accurately, and I might not, you can correct me if I don't, but when Jesus was sleeping, you know, he calmed the storm. But then, you know, there was a time when Jesus was asleep in the boat and the apostles were, you know, really upset with Him. You know, why didn't you going off at the mouth? But, you know, Jesus said, I never left you, basically. Wasn't I here? Aren't you safe? So, you know, we grow and we learn. We grow and we learn. I do want to say one other thing, too, because our two guys that called thus far today were sharing about life-changing experiences. And there is that proverb that says, my son, when you seek to serve the Lord, prepare yourself for a trial. The evil one is not happy when we strike out in the direction that the Lord wants us to pursue. He gets very upset and worried because he knows that with God, all things are possible, and we become a formidable kind of foe to him. He knows that we can be a formidable force in the Lord. He knows that through God and the impossible that God wants to work in us, that, you know, his edifices that he's built up in us and the edifices and others that he wants, you know, to remain intact, he knows they'll be knocked down. So, you know, there is that beautiful passage. I wish I remembered exactly the place where that's located. But it's, my son, when you seek to serve the Lord, prepare yourself for trial. And then he goes on and he talks with us about what we're to do. I'm going to see if I can't pull that up for you right now, because I think that it would be a really good thing for you to meditate on. Here it is. Let's see if I can find it here. It's Sirach. How could I forget Sirach? It's Sirach 2. So if you are not Catholic, you probably don't have Sirach in your Bible. It's one of the apocryphal texts, but it was in the Bible until Martin Luther took it out. So here is what is said. Let me see if I can find this in the Revised Standard Version. And let me just see if I can find the whole passage. Let me just go into Sirach 2, the whole thing, because I want to read it to you, because I think it's going to be useful. Here it is. My son, if you come forward to serve the Lord, prepare yourself. This translation, the RSV, is for temptation. Sometimes you'll read for temptation. Sometimes you'll read for trial. Some you'll read for tribulation. My son, if you come forward to serve the Lord, prepare yourself for temptation. This is what he says. Set your heart right and be steadfast. Important word. Be steadfast and do not be hasty in time of calamity. So he's calling for the virtue of prudence, steadfastness, perseverance, and then don't be hasty, prudence. Cleave to him, cleave to God, and do not depart, that you may be honored at the end of your life. Accept whatever is brought upon you, and in changes that humble you, be patient. For gold is tested in the fire, and acceptable men in the furnace of humiliation. Trust in him, and he will help you. Make your ways straight, and hope in him. You who fear the Lord, and here this is, we're talking about the awe, you know, having holy awe of God. Recognize who God is and who we are in comparison to him. You who fear the Lord, wait for his mercy and turn not aside lest you fall. You who fear the Lord, trust in him and your reward will not fail. You who fear the Lord, hope for good things, for everlasting joy and mercy. And then listen, here we go, just what we were talking about in verse 10 of Sirach 2. Consider the ancient generations and see, whoever trusted in the Lord and was put to shame. So he's saying, consider the ancient generations and see, whoever trusted in the Lord and was put to shame. Or whoever persevered in the fear of the Lord and was forsaken, or whoever called upon him and was overlooked. For the Lord is compassionate and merciful. He forgives sins and saves in time of affliction. Are those not beautiful words? That Sirach chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. You know, that place should be marked in our Bibles. It should be marked so that any time we're facing a circumstance or a situation or a reversal or a frustration or we hit a snag, a little snag, a big snag, a snag that unravels the whole garment of our faith or a snag that just pulls a thread or two in that garment. This particular passage will serve us in excellent stead. It is a reminder that our God is with us, that he never leaves us, that he never fails us, that in all things he is there. We still have some time to give glory to God today. We still have some time to bless others through the way in which the Lord has blessed us. So give us a call here. Toll-free number for you, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Just pick up the phone. Just give us a call. Matthew Gubensky will answer it, and you will be able to give glory and praise to God and just build so many people up. You can also text a comment to us. You can text the comment to EWTN, the letters EWTN, to 58177. Wait for our response. Then text us your first name and your brief question. Do know that message and data rates may apply. So we invite you to give us a call here today and let us know how it is that God has blessed you. You know, I'll tell you what, I was touched by the fact that our first caller or our second caller, which caller was it now? Well, I think it was Joshua. He called and said that he listened to the Salty tapes, you know. Putting scripture into our mind, even if it comes by way of little jingles that help us remember it, is a wonderful, wonderful thing. We need to have scripture at the ready in those moments of trial. If we've committed it to memory, we don't have a Bible handy, we can call it up interiorly. We can proclaim it out loud because we've got it memorized. So I do encourage you to become familiar with sacred scripture. I encourage you to use sacred scripture. I encourage you to memorize sacred scripture. You know, I encourage you also to memorize some of the great hymns, the great old hymns. They were filled with very good theology, especially the ones that were written by some of the great saints. I'm thinking of Thomas Aquinas right now. It helps for us to dig deeply into those truths of the faith. And there's moments when we need those truths. There's moments when, you know, in my own life, and I know that so many of you can testify to this, that if it wasn't for the fact that that sacred scripture was at the ready, you know, I could have really yielded to, you know, discouragement, really yielded to despair, really yielded to a temptation that God does not care or that God does not see me. But no, you know, we don't want to do that. God is with us in and through all things. So I think that we've got Angela with us, calling us from Texas today via the EWTN app. Hey, Angela, thank you for listening.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you. And you have something you want to share.
Yes, ma'am. I just wanted to let you know that the scripture that you shared, Sirach chapter 2, verses 1 through 11, just really touched my soul and my heart and really spoke to me this morning. And I thank you so much for sharing that.
Oh, Angela, thank you so much for calling in and saying so. Was there one aspect of it that really touched your heart deeply?
Yes. Just, you know, to seek and trust in the Lord. My son recently moved away a couple months ago to pursue a new career and started a new job. And he's been having a very, very difficult time with upper management. But what it comes down to is he's trying to do what's right and just for his employees, and he's getting backlash from upper management because that's not what they want. Mm-hmm. So I've just been trying to encourage him to pray the rosary, cover himself. I've been covering him in prayer and just trying to just really lead him in the right direction and for him not to go astray and know that he is doing the right thing, even if he is getting backlash from it.
Absolutely. And you know, you might suggest Sirach 2 to him and listen to these verses. I'll read these very quickly. You know, there's like 18 verses here. This is 12 through 18. And this is a reminder from the Lord. Woe to timid hearts and to slack hands and to the sinner who walks along two ways. Woe to the faint heart, for it has no trust. Therefore, it will not be sheltered. Woe to you who have lost your endurance. What will you do when the Lord punishes you? Then this, those who fear the Lord will not disobey his words, and those who love him will keep his ways. Those who fear the Lord will seek his approval, and those who love him will be filled with the law. Those who fear the Lord will prepare their hearts and will humble themselves before him. Let us fall into the hands of the Lord, but not into the hands of men. For as his majesty is, so also is his mercy. So your son is doing the right thing. He's standing firm. And that's what this whole particular second chapter of Sirach is about, standing firm. You have every reason to be proud of the man that you raised.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. I appreciate your words and your encouragement and sharing that scripture. There's a reason why I listen to you every day. And there's a reason why God put that in your heart to share with not only myself, but so many others that are dealing with so many things right now that are beyond our control, that we just have to put our faith in God and trust that he has the ultimate plan and knows exactly what will happen and what we need.
That's absolutely right, Angela. You've got it. You've got it. And just keep going and just keep trusting and just keep praying. And, you know, I love the rosary. If you listen every day, you know that I love the rosary, and it's Our Lady's weapon. And your son will prevail. He will prevail. God has a work for him to do.
Thank you. Thank
You're
you
welcome.
Very much.
You're so welcome. God bless you, Angela. Thank you for sharing. Thanks for calling. You know, I'll tell you, friends, you know, scripture, passages of scripture like the ones that you know, we read today, those beautiful, beautiful verses really can stimulate our hearts and our minds and our souls. Giving glory and praise to God every day is what we should be about. Giving praise to him is one of the great ways in which we do help the Holy Spirit by yielding to Him. You know, the Holy Spirit is lighting that fire, but we can stoke that fire by praising God. And then, we're a conflagration for the Lord on the face of the earth. Glory, hallelujah. Well, it's been great being with you this week. I encourage you to continue to keep in prayer all of those who are suffering from the aftermath of these hurricanes. Ask God to help them to hang on to His word, to open their hearts, to be receptive to all that He wants to do in them and through them as a result of what it is that they're experiencing. God bless you now. Bye-bye.